All right, record should reflect then the parties are being present. The jury is absent, having been excused. This is the time set for ruling on the defendant's motion to suppress the police interview. I have reviewed the transcript, and that's the transcript that the parties have agreed to use previously. I believe prepared, if I'm correct, by an FBI interpreter. The DVD of the interview, the briefs of the parties, and a number of the cases. Based on the totality of the circumstances, I'm finding that statements were voluntary, trustworthy, and not coerced. With a note of caution here, as Barrera points out so well, if used for cross-examination, they need to be within the scope of direct. This is not a fishing expedition. It has to be tailored to be an inconsistent statement. It doesn't give the state the right to bring in willy-nilly anything that the defendant may have spoken of. It must be directly in response to a statement on direct, should the defendant testify. The other matter, then, is, and so my ruling is that the motion to suppress the police interview is denied. The parties may wish to draft a limiting instruction. You may not wish to do that. I will ask you to consider that, and that would be apprising the jury of the limited purpose of this, that is to assess credibility issues, not substance. I don't know if the parties wish to include that as a jury instruction, but you may consider that. Any questions?
Does the court want the state to prepare that order, and I'll prove it as?
Well, I'm going to.
Oh, you're going to do it as a.
I'm going to issue a written decision that will
very good.
Explain my reasoning on it and be fairly specific about that. I really only today stated my legal conclusions, but that is the order.
Okay.
We will also, Melanie's printing out the verdict form. There is one on the child kidnapping. So, Mr. Peterson, by tomorrow, will you be able to give us a sense about what your case will look like?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for your patience. Once again, thank you to the interpreters for their work today. The one that's remaining. Thanks. We'll be in recess.
Let me just make a quick record, Your Honor, to what the court indicated. I've spent many, many hours doing exactly what you have indicated, so that if we are going to have the defendant testify, I've got ways of making sure that what I ask him will come from specific things that were translated, not anybody else's statements, but his statements, what he actually said as retranslated, or correctly translated, I should say, by Ken Ong. She is here. We have subpoenaed her, and she's here for the rest of this week if necessary. But I just want to let everybody know I'm very sensitive to the fact that I would only use statements that are inconsistent with the in-court testimony.
Yeah, that's the critical thing. It's good to have the work you've done, but clearly, should the defendant choose to testify, it doesn't open the door to bring everything in that he said during his interview. It has to be something that is stated on direct examination directly in response to.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll see you in the morning.
Court is in recess.